A new job, more money, a partner. Whatever you want, it's possible to manifest it into your life. That's according to Naomi Sesse from Global Infinity. She believes that as long as we follow the three simple rules of manifestation, that's intention, attention, and intuition, anything is possible.
People think that intention is something where you go out and just intend to buy a pretty frock. That's not how it happens. I mean, you want to go and buy the pretty frock, you go and buy the pretty frock. Intention has a far more deeper and powerful impact in the quantum field. So therefore, when you actually intend something, it's something that you have already felt rather than you're thinking about. So it's a feeling of something that you really want to do. When people put out an intention, they actually visualize it. They actually see it happening. They feel it happening. They taste it happening. They have this sense that it's going to happen. And in fact, they're experiencing it. That's what intention is. It's a high frequency vibration of a desire or a goal that you want or an outcome that you want. So one would actually go out and intend something by visualizing it, by feeling it, by seeing it, by putting yourself in that moment and knowing that it's actually done. That's intention. And then in order to get that intention working in that field, you have to put attention on it. And that's just paying attention to what your intention is. Because whenever you pay attention to something, your energy seems to actually flow towards it, making that intention more real, fleshing it out in a way. So when you put attention on your intention, you find that things start to feel a little bit more concrete. They start to feel a little bit more that, wow, this can actually happen. This is not something that I'm just imagining or dreaming, but it can actually happen because I'm now seeing ways of making it happen. You're now fleshing it out a little bit more. And then the third one is intuition. Now, we all have a navigatory system, which I call the navigatory intuition system. And basically, that's using your other senses rather than your five senses. It's having that feeling, that gut feeling inside your stomach that says, this is right, this is going to happen. And how you know that that's going to happen is because you get this feeling of resonance coming through your body. And it actually makes you feel, wow, something's happening. And when you get that feeling of intuition that doesn't come from any reason or logical way of thinking, you know that you're on the right route. So when you've put your intention out, you've visualized it, you pay attention to that visualization and make it come into the fore, and then you actually use your intuition to navigate yourself towards that goal or outcome or desire, you'll find that very, very soon you'll start to actually realize that it's become manifest. It's actually there. And it may not be in the actual way you've visualized it because we all change our minds along the way, but you've actually manifested what you intended.
Can you kind of overdo that process? In other words, too much intention and too much attention?
Yes, you can. You can actually overdo it because you are starting to now get obsessed by it. You actually hold on to it. So the key of it is to actually just let it go. You know, creation is far more graceful and far more powerful than people actually think. And once you actually put out your intention, just let it go. Just know that it's actually done. Because once you know that it's actually done, the path of least resistance suddenly takes on a new type of meaning. The actual quantum field starts to churn its way without you even having to grasp onto it and make it happen. Once you start making it happen, it's like you're pushing it away because you're starting to put in some other forces of want. And when you want something, you'll get that experience of just wanting it. But if you know you've actually got it and just let it go, it will start to appear in your life.
Now, you say the experience of wanting it is what you'll get if you keep on wanting it. So that implies that actually you'll want it, but you'll never actually receive it.
It's this really strange thing that happens, that when people actually want something, what the universe actually is saying is that, yes, you are wanting this particular thing. And so therefore, when you're looking towards getting it, the universe is actually saying, well, that's what you want. So I'm giving you the experience of want. If you actually say, I have already got this particular thing. I've got that car. I know I have. I can feel it. That's something far more powerful than saying, I want that car. One is a want, a desire, which leaves open a way of saying, well, you may not get it. And one is saying, you've got it. So you're not leaving much room for the universe to say, well, you may not get it. Do you see what I mean? So there are two different ways of actually going about getting whatever it is that you want, your manifestation. If you want something, then you may have the experience of just that. Just wanting it. If you know you've got something, then you may have the experience of just getting it because you've already got it. You know that it's there.
That's Naomi Sesse from Global Infinity.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.